Good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we're here with some folks from Fort Riley. In the first segment, you heard from Cheryl Greathouse from Child and Youth Services. Talked about the Month of the Military Child. Also had Lori McCauley of the Exceptional Family Member Program talking about Autism Awareness Month. Now we have Clint Strutt, Financial Readiness Program Manager at Fort Riley, talking about Army Emergency Relief. And Clint, what is Army Emergency Relief?
Well, Army Emergency Relief is a program that is very closely tied to the Army that provides emergency financial assistance for a soldier or family member that would need, you know, would have some sort of crisis and would need money for some reason. We do quite a little bit of assistance when it comes to, say, first month's rent and deposit. We help a lot when it comes to car repairs. Emergency leave is probably the biggest thing that we do. If a soldier has a family member that is injured or has passed away and they don't have the funds to get home, that's one of those places where we really do provide a lot of assistance.
And it's something that's been around for a while, since 1942.
For quite a long time. Last year was our 75th anniversary. Which obviously, if you're, you know, even bad at math, you realize this year's our 76th. And over that time span, we have provided, you know, quite a little bit of assistance. Just last year, overall, the AER organization provided $69 million in assistance to over 43,000 soldiers. And over the lifespan of the program, it's been $1.8 billion in interest-free assistance or grants. So that's quite a little bit of money.
And what are some of the biggest ways that this program helps out soldiers and their families?
Well, like I said, the big ways we look at are going to be the emergency assistance, right? So you've got a soldier, especially the Fort Riley population you look at. We have quite a number of younger soldiers that are coming in. They come from backgrounds that may be not as advantaged as what other folks might have, or you've got just really young people that haven't had a chance to build savings funds. And so when they run into an emergency, they don't have any, you know, any choice but to have to borrow that money. If you're going to borrow money, we would much rather you come to the place that is a zero interest loan or potentially a grant versus going to some place where you might be paying upwards of 36% interest at a payday loan or something like that.
And you have a sheet of statistics here that you brought for me. In 2016, Fort Riley provided more than
1.19 million.
Yeah,
right.
Just nearly 1.1 million in assistance and processed nearly 1,000 separate cases.
That's right.
You said donations have declined over the last 3 years, so that's something I'm sure you want to fix.
Right, and so one of the concerns that we have, and it's one of those things that I don't think it feels like a crisis by any means to us, but we want to make sure that we're aware of the fact that if donations continue to go down, the great thing about AER is that we can loan the same dollar over and over and over again. Since it is an emergency loan program, if we loan you money, you pay it back. But last year, we gave out $13.50 in assistance for every dollar that we brought in donations. And even if you can donate the same dollar over and over again, I don't know that I would say that we could, or that you could loan that dollar over and over again. I don't know that you could do it 13 and a half times. So we want to make sure we're continuing to refresh the money that goes into the AR coffers.
Well, that's an incredible return. You don't really see that very often.
Yeah, you know, I mean, where else are you going to go that you're going to be able to get 13 and a half dollars out of every dollar that you put into it?
Very good. And 87 cents of every dollar donated goes to provide assistance and scholarships.
To direct assistance, right. So last year, or over the last 5 years for Fort Riley, we have provided $6.6 million in assistance to over 5,000 soldiers. $385,000 worth of that was in scholarship assistance. So we have a scholarship program that goes to dependent children and spouses both. And just recently, AER brought out a new program where we are providing, if you apply for emergency assistance, and it's a bona fide emergency leave kind of request where it's a primary family member that you're being put on leave for, it automatically starts as a 50% grant. So we're kind of looking at that saying that we want to do everything that we can to support the soldier to be able to take care of their families.
And I'm sure this is an Army-wide program.
It is. It is, yeah. So wherever you're at in the world, you can receive AR assistance if you are eligible for AR assistance. You can either come into our office. If you're more than 50 miles away from any installation, we have reciprocal agreements with the Air Force, the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, and the Coast Guard Relief Societies, as well as working through the American Red Cross. So anywhere in the world you might need assistance, whether you're close to an AER office or not, AER is going to be able to find a way to help you.
And the donations you receive, they stay here in the Fort Riley community?
They actually don't. They go into a larger Army pool. And really, you know, a soldier is a soldier wherever they're at. The reason why they don't do that is that in 2 years, there's a really good chance that a soldier at Fort Riley might be stationed somewhere else, anywhere else in the world. And so we want to make sure that that pool of money exists for any soldier, no matter where they're at, to be able to reach into and get assistance out of that fund if they need to.
Well, I guess talk to just real quick, talk to us about the current fundraising campaign and how people can chip in.
Sure. So the dates of the AER fundraising campaign, it starts March 1st and runs to May 15th every year. We have set a similar goal as last year. The goal this year is to raise $75,000, and that's the Fort Riley goal. The way that we think that we're going to most effectively go about getting that is to make sure that people are 100% informed about what AER is as a program. Some of the things that we talked about, some of the great benefits that AER has, I believe that once people know the good work that AER does, they'll want to donate. If this was me, it's kind of the best game in town, being able to get a grant or an interest-free loan. So that's what we're doing. We're really pushing over that next 12-week period to make sure that people understand and really know what a great organization AER is and just all the wonderful things they can get out of it.
And again, just going back to that return, that $1 gets you 13 and help for folks. So you donate 10 bucks, well, you can do the math on that.
And it's a great thing to think, if I donated money to AER, and AER will accept donations, you know, from anyone, civilians, anyone on the outside. If you would like to give a donation, please feel free to, you know, get in contact with the ACS there at Fort Riley. We would be more than happy to, you know, to take your donation. But it's a really good feeling to know that I'm not helping one person. I'm potentially helping, you know, 13 and a half people with every dollar I give. That's a pretty significant, you know, kind of help with the world, I think.
Very great program. Well, yeah. Anything else, Clint or Lori or Cheryl, anything else you want to add before we go?
I just want to thank you for allowing us to share a little bit of this culture with the community today. And just a note, we talked about April being a time to recognize the military children and youth, but some of the activities that we do, the whole point of it is to provide an opportunity for fun activities to bring families together to help build that resiliency.
Very good. Lori?
And thank you for having us here today. And I want to say that, you know, our communities have been so supportive to our families. And you can really tell. I mean, you know, they recognize the need, and they've really made some changes to really help families. And it's so important and so appreciated.
Clint, I'll give you a chance for a last word.
All right. So one of the things I wrote down on my sheet as everybody was talking was just the word support, you know, and I think that that's a wonderful thing that I hear, you know, both from the three of us here in the studio with you, as well as, like Lori said, from the outside. You know, that's really what it takes, is for folks to be supporting each other back and forth, especially, you know, right now in the world as it is. So we appreciate the opportunity for you letting us to talk about how we can do that.
Well, glad to have you on, and we're more than happy to share that message. So thanks so much. That was Cheryl Greathouse and Lori McCullough, and you just heard from Clint Strutt, all Fort Riley great programs. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More in Focus coming up after the break. Going to talk some comic books.